By Wednesday, downtown Troy was already overrun with semi-trucks, workers, and mustaches. This town of just 25,000 will host 40,000 concertgoers this weekend. Inside Hiddle's Jewelry, owner Jenny Neimer shows off her display of mustachioed jewelry.
Okay, the bracelet has the silver beads around it with the black mustache on top with the bling on it.
The mustache is the informal tour logo, and bling is just the beginning. Troy is also sporting mustache bread, sculptures, and stencils. Local organizers expect an influx of at least $12 million to the region, far more than the take from the town's yearly strawberry festival. And they say Mumford & Sons producers worked closely with them to contract with locals for everything from porta-potties to performance spots on day stages. Joe Reiser owns Winans Chocolate Shop down the street.
We have been in full gear since February when it was first announced.
Reiser is bringing in workers from his other stores, and he's giving them mustaches.
When you came in, I have an app on my phone that puts mustaches on people, and I was putting on all of our employees and putting on Facebook.
For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.